Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Moving of the Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
He seeks such to worship Him, those that will worship Him in spirit and in truth. He seeks it. Now we're talking about the Creator of the heavens and the earth who has everything, and yet this is something He likes, something He enjoys, something He seeks. Oh, what a great thing to think we could give to the giver. We can minister to the one who ministers our every breath, our every heartbeat. We can minister something to Him that He'll receive from us. You hear people talk sometimes, we don't have anything to give Him. Oh, yes, you do. Yes, you do. Something that He values, something He will receive, something He appreciates, something He enjoys, and it is not about physical performance. It's about heart. 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 He even tells you what you're going to be singing about in the next verse here. Among other things, what you're singing about? Talk of all His what? Wondrous works. If you read some of these Psalms, you'll see that how the earth is full of His riches and how He created the sea and how He's mighty and His voice breaks the biggest cedar and He rides on the wings of the wind and you're talking about all He's done and He split the Red Sea and He fed them with manna and Jesus. You can begin to sing a gospel song then. You. What were these men doing for hour after hour? What were they doing? Ministering to the Lord. Can we do it? Can we do it for longer than a minute? Is it conducive to the moving of the Spirit? Oh, yes. Keep reading. Glory ye in His holy name. Let the heart of them do what? Oh, now this leaves out a lot of folks. No mourning. People call themselves ministering to Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Not ministering to the Lord.
No.
That's you having a fit. You know, you having a worry session. You panicking, right? Fearing. And people get in religious ruts. They just go into a mourning mode. They're supposed to be praying or are praising. How many understand this word right here? What? What does it say? Glory in His holy name. And not just your voice, but down deep inside, let your heart, let the heart of them do what?
Rejoice.
Yeah. Rejoice. You stir up joy on the inside, no matter how you feel. You say, oh, I got such a great God. I have such a wonderful, wonderful, glorious, good God. I'm going to rejoice. I want to tell Him how wonderful I know He is. I'm going to sing to Him. I'm going to bless Him. I'm going to exalt Him. I'm going to magnify Him. And boy, you start thinking and talking like that, the Holy Ghost says, yeah, and I'll help you. Because you're on the same page with Him now. You get caught up in that longer than a minute or two, the Spirit of God will start moving. Whether it's in an individual's room or whether it's in a church service. He'll begin to move. He'll begin to speak. He'll begin to move. Seek the Lord in His strength. Seek His face evermore. Remember His marvelous works that He has done. His wonders and the judgments of His mouth. That's what you're going to sing about. That's what you're going to talk about. That's what you're going to glory in and rejoice in. Remembering what He's done, talking about His glorious works, talking about how wonderful He is. This is how we minister to the Lord. Go to Ephesians, and we'll begin to wind this up with this. Ephesians 5:16. 5:16, redeeming the time. Making good use of the time, buying back the time. Because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. If you're filled with the Spirit, He must be moving. Right? If you went from one level to another, if you went from a third full to half full to three quarters full and overflowing, somebody's moving. Right? Something's happening. He's moving in you. Individually, personally. And He compares it to being drunk. Doesn't He? Don't get too quiet on this now. He compares it, of all the things He could have compared it to. This is His idea. He said, don't be drunk with wine wherein is excess, but instead of that, be filled with the Spirit, or as one translation brings out, or the definition I should say, be being filled. It's an ongoing thing. Be being filled with the Spirit. What's the very next word? Speaking to yourselves, but not, you'll see what He's talking about. He's not just talking about addressing yourself. Speaking to yourselves in what? Psalms and hymns and what? Spiritual songs. How are you doing it? Singing and making melody. That's not being depressed. That's not being down and sad. To who? To who?
In your heart to the Lord.
In your heart to the Lord. To the Lord.
Yes.
To the Lord.
Yes.
To the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Would you be ministering to the Lord
yes.
when you're doing that?
Yes,
does it have an effect on you?
Yes, sir.
How does it affect you?
In your heart.
Get filled with the Spirit. Which has some similar effects to being drunk on wine.
Yes. Amen.
You just get entirely too happy. And you get to where you are feeling no pain.
Yes.
And not worrying about a thing.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
On the day of Pentecost. When the Spirit of God moved and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance, and they came down out of the upper room, and the people that saw them said what?
They're drunk.
They're drunk. Look at them. Now why would they have said they're drunk? Because they all marched down single file?
No.
Speaking in tongues? They wouldn't have said they're drunk. They would have said they're speaking in different languages. Why would they say they're drunk? There must have been too much laughing. There must have been some swaying. There might have been a stumble or two. There could have been some falling out. Right? There was excessive joy.
Hallelujah.
Is that a move of the Spirit?
Yes.
That's being filled.
Hallelujah.
And here He tells you, don't be drunk with alcohol. But He didn't just say you couldn't get drunk. Remember what Peter said? They said they're drunk. They're drunk. He said, these are not drunk as you suppose, like you think. But they are He went on to talk about it was a fulfillment of Joel's prophecy. How that in the last days, God would pour out His Spirit on all flesh. And among other things, your sons and daughters would what?
Prophesy.
That's what He's talking about right here. Prophesying. That's what speaking psalms and hymns and songs is. That doesn't mean you're predicting the future. Prophesying, we've already talked about it. The spirit of the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And you're speaking words that edify and encourage and comfort. And boy, as you do, you get full. You get happy. You get carefree. And if you've never been there, you're long overdue. And I can sense the Holy Spirit right now. It is just so limiting that millions of Christians, they won't even accept speaking in tongues. Much less this. And the Holy Ghost so wants to fill people and exhilarate them and excite them and strengthen them and cause them to get to a place where their worries and their cares just fall off of them, but they're not open. They want to keep it where their intellect can stay wrapped around it. And so they don't yield to Him. And so He tries to move in services and churches. You wouldn't even think He'd go in there. I'm serious. You wouldn't go in there. But He does. And He's hovering. And He said, come on. Come on now, yield to me. Come on. Come on. No, don't say that. No, not that. No. No, come on. Come on. I don't want Him to be saying, come on, year after year with you and me. And faith, come on. We must learn. We must yield. We must cooperate. We must be open to new things, right?
Yes,
and not limit Him, not limit the great Holy One of Israel. Here's a good start. Did you get it? What's a good start? Ministering to the Lord. Ephesians says, speaking in psalms and hymns. And spiritual song. Now, it is so easy. It's like speaking in tongues. People make speaking in tongues so hard. Oh, they just get all entangled in their minds trying to figure it out. It's so easy. It's so easy. All you got to do is just not try to think. Just speak by faith. And here comes utterance.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Moving of the Spirit, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 3rd, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God, God who gives me